8:15. So earlier this week, we talked about how Seoul City's Wildlife Center was able to rescue nearly 900 wild animals over the past year, including snakes. Then I went off on a brief digression about how different people have been spotting snakes lately in places like Namsan, right in the center of Seoul. But is there anything unusual in that? There are even signs around Namsan Park warning of the presence of snakes. We decided to invite an expert to take this discussion further, Dr. Amel Borze, herpetology researcher at Ewha Women's University, joins us on the line. And if you're not familiar with that term, it refers to the branch of zoology concerning reptiles and amphibians. Good morning to you.
Hi, hello, good morning.
Great to have you with us. So,
thank you for having me.
I mean, snakes, they are natural part of the wildlife in South Korea, throughout the country. But is it that unusual to find them in Seoul?
So, yes, you're correct. It's a normal part of wildlife. They're present pretty much everywhere. And in Seoul, actually, they are present in some specific area. You spoke about Namsan earlier, but along the river, the Hangang as well, you have quite a few of them. There are quite a few species in Seoul, but not as many or as numerous as it would be in the countryside or in the mountains.
Just a couple of examples of urban snakes beyond Namsan. Because, I mean, Namsan is, okay, let's not say wild, but there's a lot of greenery and foliage to hide in for a snake right in the middle of the city. But more urban cases, for example, last month, a 1-meter-long snake was found in a ground-level parking lot in an apartment complex in Bangbaedong, and it was reported to 119. And we've even seen a case of a snake discovered in Sangamdong near JTBC, the building just next to ours here in Digital Media City. So do we see cases where snakes have to build their homes in very urban environments?
So the two snakes you speak about are pretty unusual. So, I mean, there are some of them in relatively wild areas, if we can consider Namsan or Hangang as wild areas. But those snakes that are in the city are most likely individuals, young individuals that are dispersing. So changing habitats, they go away from the place where they were born. And that's why they get stuck in the cities. There's not much for them to live. There is no shelter. There is no food resources. So those ones are isolated cases. And if people let them go around by themselves, then they'll just leave and find the right habitat for themselves.
Why would, I mean, I know you said it's unusual, but why would a snake go into an urban area? Or why would they even go anywhere near a human being? I mean, they're quite good at sensing approaching footfalls, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely. But, I mean, why do they go towards humans? It's more like, I would flip the question the other way around. There are humans everywhere, and why don't they encounter human at some point? Because we are in their habitat as well. So, yes, I mean, they do get lost in the cities. That's not the place where I expect them to be willing to be, as it does not match with any of their ecological requirements. But young ones, as I said earlier, these birds have to change habitat, try to go further so that they can breed with a different population. And that's when those kind of cases happen.
Right. Another question I wanted to ask was whether it's particularly common at this time of year, because I've seen a spike in people reporting snake sightings, but I wonder how coincidental that is at this time.
So definitely it is more common at this point in the year. The month with the highest number of observations is August. They are quite active in July and September as well. That's when there is mating happening. The young ones are dispersing. There are more of them because it's before hibernation. So, yes, it's matching with the peak in activity, but not only in the cities, everywhere where you can find snakes.
I have never seen a snake in the wild in South Korea, and I've been here for quite a few years. So I feel almost disappointed. All these other people have said they've seen snakes, and I haven't had the chance yet. But no doubt, I've probably walked past snakes a few times as I'm in Namsan a lot. If I did want to see a snake safely and without harming the snake, where would I most likely be able to see one?
I would recommend going to a national park and walk around in the areas where there are not too many people, especially at the moment. It's the breeding season, so you may be lucky and find mating pair or active snakes looking for either mates or food or shelter. That would be the right season at the moment, so, although it's a bit late in the season, but that would be the right moment to see them, yes.
But they camouflage pretty well, so I guess you've got to walk slowly and observe the ground carefully.
Indeed, yes. You would have to be cautious about where you walk as well, because, I mean, to get back to what you were saying earlier, some species are not dangerous in the way that they would attack people, but then if they're threatened, yes, they would bite back. And there are some of the species in Korea that may have a bit of an impact on humans.
Yeah, well, that's what we also want to know. Some people don't want to look for snakes. They want to spend their whole lives avoiding them if possible. They might just have a natural fear. What's the best thing to do if they encounter a snake in the wild?
The best thing to do, in my point of view, would be to observe it from a bit further away, because they're beautiful animals when you get to know them. There are a lot of benefits for humans as well. And if you don't get too close, if you don't disturb them, they are not interested in interacting with humans. To them, we are predators. We bring more risk than anything else. So snakes do avoid humans as much as possible as well.
Right. But sometimes you just walk almost upon them. The case of my wife that I mentioned before, and I've seen this evidence documented, it's pretty much in the pedestrianized area of Namsan Park, right alongside the main walkway that's certainly not part of the wild foliage of Namsan at all. So you could be walking along there, and if you weren't paying attention, you might not even see the snake. But if you did suddenly see it, say, within a couple of meters, is there a problem with running, for example?
No, you can run away. But if you're within a couple of meters, you can also just keep on walking, pass by it a couple of meters away, nothing will happen. They're not striking, they're not attacking. Snakes are not aggressive animals if you don't threaten them. So, but if you end up walking on one out of mistake, which is possible, which does happen quite often, then it's better to know what happened.
Now, coming back to the venomous side of it, when we were off air looking into this, that there's one particular species of snake here that I believe is in the viper family that would be more potentially harmful than others. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
So out of the 11 species in South Korea, there are four of them that are venomous. So I start with the mildly venomous one. That's the tiger killback, the Hyusholmogi. This one is very mildly venomous. In most cases, nothing happened. Just like if you get stung by a hornet, it would be about the same effect. Then there are three other species, the Gorodius genus. Those ones are quite a bit venomous. If you get bitten and you are a normal healthy person, I would not say it's enjoyable. Far from that, it's going to be painful. It's not going to be 2 or 3 fun days, but no one would die out of it, except for kids or older persons or people with a medical situation.
We talk about the Salmosa snake, don't we? Here in this country.
Yeah, exactly, yes. But so there are three species. It's Salmosa, Cachi Salmosa, and Sue Salmosa.
And that's closely related, is it, to the Japanese Mamushi?
So the English name is actually Mamushi. For instance, you just spoke about Salmosa earlier. That's the short-tailed Mamushi. And Claudius brevicaudus for the scientific name.
The reason I ask is because just searching online very briefly on this, the Mamushi or Japanese pit viper is responsible for several deaths a year. Do we see anything like that kind of consequence in this country?
So yes, in Korea, there are some people dying because of snake bites. For instance, between 2011 and 2014, if looking at which reports are available, there were 9 people dying because of snakes. So that's within 4 years. But at the same time, on the same period, there were 130 people dying because of being stung by bees.
There we go. And to finish on a positive note, and this is really one of your main points, you're saying snakes have a much larger benefit to people than we could even imagine.
Yes, most definitely. I mean, so for instance, their impact on mice is quite important. If there's no snake, then mice are in much larger number and do bring diseases or take advantage of human resources. And then the second one, the second advantage is that the toxins that are in the snake venom can be used for medicine. And for instance, one of the Salmosa species you spoke about earlier, there are some toxins used to fight against cancer. So that's one of the other benefits that is quite important for human in general.
Well, thank you very much to snakes this morning then. Dr. Borze, thank you so much as well for joining us today.
No problem. It was a pleasure to speak with you.